You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Signal, come on. Try harder, you idiotic machine. Oh, for goodness sake, why can't they issue decent equipment these days? Oh, fine. Let's try this. Message record.
Right. This is Mac Foley, reporting in with vital news. I found them. Hello?
Huh? No! 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 Oh, please! Please, don't!
Ah! Screams in the undergrowth. Perfect start to the morning. Something tells me that today is going to be especially delightful.
Oh, this databank is amazing.
Mistress?
I'm scanning through all the files about the Sinestrans.
Query, Mistress. This unit is unfamiliar with the Sinestrans.
They were behind that mess on Earth when I first met the Doctor. We knew they were working with another group, possibly planning something big. What with one thing and another, I haven't pursued it, but, well, it's a mystery. And I'm a police officer, and we don't like mysteries.
Understood, Mistress.
Now I've found this, I might be able to get somewhere. If I needed to look something up at the station, it was hours of searching through dusty, badly typed case files, Sergeant Oliver peering at you from behind the archive desk, making sure you put everything back in the right place. Oh, what I wouldn't give for one of these back home.
One of what?
Your data bank. It's extensive.
Oh, I've forgotten more than it ever knew. Shh, canine.
Speech seconds. Not engaged, Master.
Well, I know what you dogs are like, always butting in, never barking in the night. Having a tinker, were we, Anne?
K9 was talking me through the console function.
Was he? Ah, I mean, there's a tinker, and then there's a tinker. The TARDIS isn't an old crystal set, you know. One false tinker here, and you could have plunged us into the sun.
Master.
Well, a fat lot of good that is. You've only been around 5 minutes. You're a little more than a puppy.
This unit contains all the data and experience of previous canine models.
Yes, yes, true, true. Still, only a fool lets a dog fly a spaceship. No offence, canine.
None taken, Master.
He's not a dog, though, is he?
He is if he wants to be. You'll get nowhere in this universe with that sort of prescriptive attitude. So what were you looking up?
Information about the Sinestrans and their affiliations. I thought it was time we made a concerted effort to look into them, perhaps pin down their elusive allies.
Yes, rather than just gallivanting about the place. Yeah, well, that sounds terribly sensible and organised. And did you find anything useful?
Nothing obvious so far, but I've only been at it for a few minutes. There's a list of planets with known affiliation to the Sinestrans could be worth a look.
Well, they've probably got round a bit, you know.
Maybe, but I thought we could investigate a few. I was about to program in the coordinates of one of them.
What? K9, what have you been showing her?
I limited the mistress to non-vital systems, Master.
Good dog. Good dog. So no actual piloting, then?
Not yet. Just programming coordinates.
Go on, then.
Really?
You'll be my guest.
Right. Do you want to check them?
Well, not particularly. Checking things is dull. I like surprises.
So, how do I... Well, what's the word? Take off.
Dematerialize. That would be this section of the console here, you see? But I'd better do that. It's the tricky bit. Anyone can point at a map, but flying through the vortex without tearing yourself to pentaquarks, that takes skill and grace and years of experience. I'll go. Oh, what's interrupting us now, K-9?
Warning. Ow. This unit detects severe vortex disruption along our flight path.
Oh, this unit may have spotted the odd bump and pothole too. Oof! Well, it wasn't my fault. You must have touched something. Something you had no business touching.
Negative, Master. This unit theorizes...
Well, kindly stop it. Let me get my land legs first before you start theorizing all over the place. Of course the landing wasn't my fault. Do you think I don't know how to land the TARDIS after all these centuries?
All I did was choose the coordinates.
And what coordinates? Miles and miles of sand and rock and not much else. How curious. I'm not one to prejudge a planet, but this place, I've got a nagging feeling about it.
They were the first coordinates on the list. There must be something here.
Master, it is imperative I speak.
Anne, what's that over there?
Where?
Where, that way, look, coming towards us. A sandstorm?
Master!
Yes, yes, K-9, don't go on. What is it?
Sensors picking up an extreme level of chronon activity.
What's a chronon when it's at home?
Well, it's a particle of time smaller than a Sunday afternoon, but bigger than that single beautiful moment when a cup of Lapsang Soochang tea is at the perfect temperature for drinking.
You can't have particles of time.
Can't we? Well, then I shouldn't worry about it. What do you think's causing it, K-9?
Insufficient data. That is not a sandstorm. It is a chronon wavefront. I advise moving to safety.
Which would be a very boring thing to do.
Likelihood of surviving contact with wavefront is nil, Master.
Oh, and there's nothing wrong with boring in a controlled dose. I mean, I look on it as a vaccination against a life of tedium.
So, we need to get back to the TARDIS.
Affirmative, mistress.
Oh. Well, that's awkward.
It can't just leave without us.
Well, yes, it can. It just has. Any suggestions, K-9?
Sensors register signs of habitation south by southwest.
Which is?
This way. Come on.
Ah, do you bring news? Have more of my delicately laid plans fallen perfectly into place?
I have brought you your morning medication, sir.
Oh, pills. I'm no need of them. Now, finally, as it all meshes together, I feel better than ever.
Doctor's orders, sir.
Oh, God. Very well. No. Oh. They fizz on the tongue.
Sir?
Like a champagne toast to future victory.
If you say so, sir.
Future victory. Yes.
It's right behind us. We're never going to be able to outrun it. Look! Miles and miles of nothing!
Sensors indicate life signs directly ahead.
But how far ahead? Just ran into something. There's nothing there.
A force field. Excellent. Just what we needed.
Sensors calculating field wavelength.
An invisible wall. How is that helpful? That sandstorm thing is almost on top of us.
A force field is terribly useful. Well, it will be once we're on the other side of it. Sonic screwdriver now. If I can just find the right frequency.
Still scanning, Master.
Well, scan quicker. There are shapes in the dust cloud. Looks like people. Faces. Shouting, screaming.
Scanning complete. Suggest frequency of 74 kilohertz, Master.
I can feel something. Oh, the closer that thing gets, it's prickling on my skin.
There we go. Quickly, this gap won't hold for more than a couple of seconds. One, two. Well, this is a bit more like it. Nice bit of greenery, some shade. If we play our cards right, we may even find a tree to doze under.
Doze? The TARDIS is missing. We're being chased by time storms and we have no idea where we are. All that and you want to doze?
Well, I could panic, I suppose. But I much prefer blind optimism.
I don't understand. There's no sign of where we were. The sand, the rocks, all gone.
A one-way shimmer on the force field. You can't see out. And nobody can see in. Terribly useful when trying to hide something.
But who would want to hide a garden?
Well, perhaps they've had an infestation of National Trust members.
Master, sensors confirm the presence of a large technologically advanced complex 943 metres in this direction.
943? That's a very big garden.
And somewhat overgrown, mind you. I hate a precise garden. Nothing worse than a horticulturalist who doesn't know when to stop clipping, trimming and strimming. Gardens are places to get lost in.
You must be terribly happy then, because we are lost, aren't we? And what about the TARDIS?
Oh, I shouldn't worry. She'll turn up. Probably.
Probably?
Well, she just caught a whiff of the Cronon wavefront and panicked, I expect. Maybe I left the hats on.
Hats?
Hostile action displacement system, Mistress. A security function of the TARDIS. When the ship's systems detect an environment inimical to its continued safe function, it dematerializes to a safe location.
Clever, eh?
Clever? Well, it would be clever if it waited for us to be on board before doing a runner.
Yes, yes, well, you have a point, but that's probably why I don't usually bother to set it.
Suggestion. The master set the hands earlier, mistaking it for the heater.
Shh, 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 shh. Listen. Is that a geranium I see before me? The flower towards my hand. Terribly difficult to germinate geraniums away from Earth, you know. They must have a terribly devoted gardener here.
You're changing the subject.
Oh, probably. Who wants to spend a lovely morning babbling on about switches when you could be admiring the flowers? Besides, it might be important.
A geranium?
Yes, a geranium. Charles Dickens' favourite flower. Never ignore the little things, WPC Kelso. Come on. Let's see if there's anybody about.
Yeah, because I really value investigation tips from a man who spent most of yesterday trying to find the hat he was already wearing.
Yes? What's the problem?
Good morning, Deputy Director. I'm sad to report that sensors have registered a temporary breach in the external security field.
Temporary? How temporary?
5.89 seconds.
Long enough for someone to have got through?
Yes, Deputy Director. I'm very much afraid it was.
Send a fleet of drones to check.
That time storm.
Correction, Mistress. Cronon wavefront.
Yeah, that. Is it something that occurs naturally?
Definitely not. It's a side effect of something else. Something terribly nasty, I shouldn't wonder.
Oh, great.
Well, if it would help, think of it as radiation left behind after the detonation of an atom bomb.
How would that help? It's the after effect of a weapon.
Maybe, or maybe the result of a failed experiment. People are always mucking about with time. It rarely ends well.
This unit ran a partial analysis on the wavefront, Master.
Well done, K-9. I'm glad one of us is paying attention.
Sensors confirm that it extended into the vortex, Master.
Oh, cunning. That's why our journey here was so bumpy. See? I knew it wasn't your fault, Anne. You shouldn't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, you're too kind.
Oh, anything else useful, K-9?
The wavefront showed signs of synaptic activity, Master.
Synaptic activity?
Affirmative, Master.
It was thinking. I told you I saw faces in it.
Yes, you did, didn't you? It all sounds exceedingly unpleasant. I'll probably have to give someone a stern talking to before the day is out.
Oh, well, that'll teach them.
Probably not. You know, I often think the universe would be a much nicer place if everyone listened to me once in a while. But they so rarely do.
Did you hear that?
Affirmative, Mistress. Sensors registering a life form approaching our current location.
Who's there?
Help me!
Computer, place a call to Chief Medical Officer Elmore.
Beep.
Am I interrupting?
Wait a minute! Is that better? Hang on, I still got my earplugs in. Right. What is it? I am rather busy, you know.
Possibility of a security breach. Drones are en route to check.
So, why are you telling me? Are you tearing paper? You are, aren't you?
It helps me think. You know that.
Oh, darling. I worry about you.
I'm fine. We all have ways of keeping us calm. You have your work and I have this. Things going well?
Not especially. All I've achieved this morning is the need to do a great deal of mopping. Still, nobody said being a genius was easy.
I'll leave you to it, love.
Thanks. Oh, do keep me posted with the security breach.
Will do.
Please.
He needs help.
We can't help him. I'm sorry, but we can't. And get back!
But surely...
Get back! Don't let him touch you.
It hurts. What's wrong with him?
Sensors confirm the presence of a germinating infection from lethal plant species.
Varga plants. Their thorns infect you. It's how they propagate.
So if he touches us...
We'll be infected. And there's no known cure.
No cure?
I'm sorry. And if the Varga plants are here, does that mean...
Do you wish me to use defensive weaponry, Master?
No! It's all right, High. I won't come any closer. I just...
We have to be able to do something.
It hurts so much. And my mind, it's so confusing trying to remember... There was something important. Yes, something really important I was trying to do.
The Varga plant also takes over your mind. Soon it'll be a little easier.
Why? Because I won't be me anymore.
Exactly, yes.
Some consolation, nice.
I know, but it's all I have to offer.
But I don't want to change. I actually really liked being me.
We should go.
We can't just leave him there.
We have to.
But it's not right.
I know it's not right, but we still have to do it. Come on.
Warning! More hostile plant forms approaching.
Run! Run!
There does seem to be a considerable amount of screaming today.
Apologies, sir. I shall alert the deputy director.
No, please, not on my account. I never did mind a bit of screaming. I've always appreciated enthusiasm, especially in death. There's altogether too much apathy in the universe these days.
Sir.
Still, I suppose I ought to see what's going on.
I'm sure everything is in hand, sir.
Naturally, I'm a great believer in delegation. It shows you who needs executing for dereliction of duty. Still, I shall show my face.
Warning! Hostile plant forms now approaching from three directions.
They're trying to surround us.
This strain does seem remarkably spry.
You've met these things before?
Yes, and that's worrying.
Why?
Well, they only grow naturally on the planet Skaro, home planet of the Daleks.
So, this is Skaro?
No. Not unless Skaro's lost weight recently. The gravity's wrong.
Right.
But the Daleks did transplant Varga plants to other worlds.
Ah, and we don't like Daleks?
And Daleks don't like me, no.
Right. So you think there may be Daleks here?
Maybe. But I do hope not. We have one overwhelming piece of evidence that suggests they are not.
Which is?
We're still alive. They're rather hot on that sort of thing, you see. Killing. And then there's the geranium.
Really?
It was freshly planted. Now, a Dalek would never bother to transplant a geranium. A Liriodendron tulipifera, maybe, but a geranium, never.
Warning! Security fence detected!
Just what we need.
What makes you say that?
Well, you were terribly pleased about the force field earlier.
Well, that's because I knew how to get through the force field.
But you can get through a high-tech invisible wall, but you're stumped by a chain-link fence.
Security perimeter 10.3 meters high, constructed from refined durilinium wiring, conducting high electrical charge.
Don't you suppose your blaster might be able to cut through, K-9?
Negative, Master. Durilinium wire resistant to blaster fire.
We need to keep moving. If we stay here, we'll be trapped between the fence and those creatures.
Too late. They're already here.
I shall attempt to keep them back, Master.
Oh, it's hopeless. There are too many of them. Wait, there's something.
Drones.
Good morning. I'm afraid I must point out that this is a private area. Please state your name and business.
I'm the Doctor, and these are my friends, Anne and K-9. Our business? Currently, we're trying not to die. Might you be able to help us? I can cross your palm with silver at a pinch.
Report?
My fellow drones report two strangers and a robot dog at the perimeter fence, Deputy Director.
A robot dog?
I can only apologize for the absurdity of their report. Patching the visual feed through to your desk, Deputy Director.
A robot dog with a gun, no less.
Well, are you going to rescue us or not?
More lunatics. Just what we need. Still, better be on the safe side. Have the drones bring them in.
Please be so good as to stand away from the moving vegetation.
I'd love to.
Not so serious firepower.
Kindly prepare to be airlifted to safety.
Airlifted.
Please attach the harnesses securely under your arms and around your waist.
I hate these things. Always get them tangled.
What about K-9?
This unit has no arms or waist. I appear to have been magnetized to the lower surface of the drone, Master.
That's the spirit, K-9.
Secure.
Me too.
Then please relax. We will relocate you to somewhere far more amenable.
My stomach doesn't like that.
Yes, dear?
I just thought I should warn you. We've picked up two intruders.
Really?
Human, by the looks of things, wandering about in the garden with a robot dog.
Of course they were.
I know. It's a mad universe. Anyway, I thought you might want to come and take a look.
I may just do that. It'll take me a few minutes to scrub up. I'll see you out front.
Look at the place, Doctor. It's huge.
Yeah, it's very swish, I'm sure.
Please release your safety harnesses.
This unit now checking that you have not caused damage to my gyros.
We'd have been dead without you. We're extremely grateful for all your help.
Well, let's wait and see, shall we?
Oh, come on, Doctor. They saved us.
Yes, for now. I just hope they don't have a worse fate in mind.
What happened to blind optimism?
So, my drones have found treasure in the gardens, have they? How delightful.
Hello. This your place, is it? Very nice, if you like that sort of thing. Chrome and glass manicured lawns, modern art among the privets. I'm a crumbling Gothic mansions sort of chap myself. Just look at my clothes, but there, it takes all sorts.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does.
We're very grateful for your assistance. My name's Anne Kelso, and this is my friend, the Doctor.
I am designated K-9, and I'm fully equipped for defensive function.
Are you now? How delicious. Well, that's the formalities out of the way. Intruders, prepare to die.
Well, that was a short chat, and a waste of drone power cells. We were doing perfectly well at dying on the other side of the fence.
Please, I'm sure we can sort all this out. We're travellers. I'm afraid we have no idea where this is or who you are. If we've broken some law...
Wait. You don't know who I am?
No.
Well, allow me to satiate your curiosity before you're executed. This is the planet Kemble.
Kemble?
And I, of course, am Mavic Chen, guardian of the solar system.
Thank you.
please. I'm sure we can sort all this out. We're travellers. I'm afraid we have no idea where this is or who you are. If we've broken some law...
Wait. You don't know who I am?
No.
Well, allow me to satiate your curiosity before you're executed. This is the planet Kemble.
Kemble.
And I, of course, am Mavic Chen, guardian of the solar system.
You're not, you know.
I beg your pardon?
You're nothing like him. You're alive, for one thing.
You knew Chen?
Oh, yes. I knew him only too well.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Dr. Elmore and I will handle this.
I am fully capable of executing my own intruders, Deputy Director.
Oh, I know you are. Of course you are. But I do believe Pamper Hour is almost upon us, and you don't want to miss your hot stone therapy.
No, that would be a shame.
And hardly worth skipping just to deal with a silly little misunderstanding like this.
It's beneath you.
Well, when you put it like that, very well, I shall leave you to it, Deputy Director. Oh, God, hot stone treatment, did you say?
Therapy room 7, sir.
Ah, yes, of course it is, yes. Forgive me, what with all my affairs of state, the smaller things escape me sometimes. Pampara, yes, Pampara.
Is he all right? He seemed a little confused. Aren't we all?
He is perfectly fine and well looked after. Not that it's any of your business. This is one of the most exclusive and private rest and rehabilitation centres in the universe.
On the planet Kemble?
Indeed. It suits our needs. It's remote and predominantly inhospitable. We do not welcome drop-in visitors.
Is that where you have a force field, an electric fence, and a gap in between filled with homicidal plants?
We take our security very seriously.
We noticed, especially as the plants in question tried to kill us.
And had already attacked someone else.
Killed someone else, in fact.
Really? Oh, that is unfortunate.
Well, if it worries you, might I suggest you stop doing it?
As the deputy director said, we are entitled to our privacy, as are our guests, who include some of the most important people in the universe.
Including one who thinks he's Mavic Chen.
That particular guest has been through a very difficult time. If he wants to think he's Mavic Chen, he's perfectly entitled to do so. Well, this is all quite beside the point. You are hardly entitled to cross-examine us. You are intruders here and will face the full penalty of law.
But we'd like a room.
Would we?
Of course we would. It sounds lovely. Just the two of us and my dog.
Greetings.
Who is exquisitely house-trained.
Affirmative. I am programmed with social protocols for a wide variety of cultures and situations.
You see? Do the patients a bit of good to have a lovely chap like K-9 about the place. He could take them for walks. Very therapeutic.
Firstly, we do not refer to anyone here as patients. They are guests. Secondly, this is not some cut-rate guest house that takes passing travellers. We are extremely exclusive. We cater only to the most influential and affluent life forms in the universe.
Indeed. And somehow, I suspect, you two don't fit the bill.
Oh, really? Well, look here.
But I am High President of the Time Lords of Gallifrey, one of the most ancient and powerful species this universe has ever clapped eyes on.
I hardly think so.
Time Lords, you say?
Of Gallifrey, yes. My seal. Very ornate, if you like that sort of thing. And these, probably rather valuable.
Diamonds?
Hmm. Probably cover the cost of a bite to eat and some clean linen, eh?
You make a habit of carrying around bags of diamonds.
If they're genuine, they're worth a small fortune.
Oh, they're worth a large fortune. Can we stay?
Well, of course you can stay.
Well, you would be subject to a security check, of course.
As would you, Dr. Elmore, as would you. M.S. Kelso here is my head of security.
I am, and I would insist on being able to check the whole building for its suitability.
Splendid. Come on, then. I, for one, want a hot stone treatment. Do you fancy one, K-9?
Negative, Master. This unit fails to register what benefit it would be.
Oh, don't be a dull dog, K-9. Come on, sit on a hot stone and live a little. Live a little. Come on.
The brain. Lessening. Is that because... Oh,
what that man said, the Varga taking over my mind. Is this... I still feel like me. I still think. I can hear you too. The plant falls. The hunger. The anger. Oh. Oh. No. Leave me alone.
Doctor?
Hmm?
You're really dashing off for a massage, not with everything that's going on.
I am, you know.
Oh, we need to find out about the Sinestrans' allies, you ridiculous man. That's why we came here.
Are you sure you're all right? You don't seem entirely yourself.
Oh, sorry. Just stressed, what with the TARDIS and everything.
Oh, of course you are. But listen, there's more to this than tracking the friends of the Sinestrans.
Because we're on Kemble.
This planet and I have a history. I was here many, many years ago, and so was Mavic Chen, the real one. And the Daleks.
Oh, them.
Yes, them. I suppose that explains the Varga plants. To cut a long story short, the Daleks were working with Chen and a bunch of alien despots, building a terrible weapon, a time destructor. I stumbled on the plot, impersonated one of their allies, a chap called Zephon. I stole part of the weapon, and then... I'm not cutting this long story short enough. The Daleks' master plan was averted, and the time destructor detonated.
You think that was what caused the wavefront thing outside?
Oh, well, maybe. I don't really know. But a friend of mine died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, whatever's going on here now, I'm taking a very special interest.
Yeah, all the more reason to have avoided Pamper Hour, I'd have thought.
Well, look, head of security, you investigate in your way and I'll investigate in mine. And I'm sure it'll all work out in the end. Hmm?
I shall need to verify that all is well with your payment.
You do that.
In the meantime, I'll sort you out with rooms. You said that you wanted to explore the facility?
Absolutely, every inch. It's vital the President's safety is assured.
I'll have a drone allocated to you. I'd show you round myself, but I'm afraid my duties call.
Naturally. A drone will be fine.
Lovely.
As the warmth of the stones settles to your core, imagine yourself floating on an ocean of your own positivity. There is nowhere so calming, nowhere so peaceful as this one elongated moment.
Hello! It's a bit dark in here, isn't it? And that's a terrible place to put a table. I could have broken my neck. And I'd watch all those lighted candles, too. You could burn the place down.
Probability of total incineration due to candles, 0.0004, Master.
Please, sir, you are disturbing the moment.
Am I? Yes, I probably am. It's something of a mission statement.
Oh, I don't mind. I was getting bored anyway.
Well, that's the thing with enforced peace and quiet, isn't it? It's never relaxing. It's just empty.
Forgive me. Have we met?
You very kindly offered to have me executed a little earlier on.
Did I? Well, I'm sure I had a good reason.
Oh, it was just one of those things, a terrible misunderstanding, etc., etc.
Well, I'm Mavic Chen, guardian of the solar system.
Databanks suggest that...
Indeed, you are the guardian of the solar system. Indeed, you are. I'm the Doctor, High President of Gallifrey, and this is my dog, K-9.
Greetings.
Gallifrey... I hear it's nice this time of year.
Passable, I suppose. One massage, please, and don't spare the deltoids.
You'll have to remove your clothing, sir.
Just work around it, will you? So, Mr. Chen, been here long?
There's a few weeks. It's all terribly hush-hush, of course.
Of course.
We've spread a story that I am actually Nigel Kaloon, a financier suffering from... suffering from a breakdown.
Oh, that'll keep the press guessing, eh? Nice place here, is it?
Well, it's not bad, I suppose. It's a bit dull.
A little oasis of calm. Planet Kemble, I think you said?
Yes. Most of the places are dust bowl. I'm told the director bought it cheap after some sort of natural disaster.
Nothing natural about it. I've not met the director. Good sort?
He's rarely here. He's on his way, I believe. Between you and me and your dog, I can't stand the chap myself. Fishy.
Fishy?
Yes, absolutely.
Fishy, meaning suspicious, questionable, dubious.
I mean he smells of fish.
Private message for the director.
Recording.
Strangers have appeared, sir. Well paying, but they just arrived out of the blue. I thought you should know prior to your arrival. Deputy Director, out. Why am I worrying? They've given us a fortune in gems and can't cause us any trouble. Well, not really. I mean, if they did, we'd just kill them.
So why build the clinic here? I don't know if you've seen what it's like beyond that garden of yours, but it's not the most welcoming of planets.
Kemble was perfectly placed as a secure location. The clinic is set in grounds, retro landscape from the original jungle fauna, restyled and designed by the renowned horticulture monks of Sheldon.
And filled with killer plants, so you can't go walking in it.
Only the outer perimeter is host to Varga, a dedicated strain developed by Chief Medical Officer Elmore from a biospore located on the planet's surface.
Dedicated strain or not, I wouldn't want any walking around my garden.
As I say, they are only in the outer perimeter. We have extended beautiful walks and flower gardens to enjoy within the safe zone. There is even a subaquatic kelp play area for our marine guests.
That'd be lovely for them. You get lots of species here then?
Our guests are extremely exclusive, but yes, we have catered for species of all kinds.
Any senestrans?
That is not a species that I am familiar with.
Huh? I'd heard a few had been here with some friends, perhaps?
Not according to my databanks, and they cover all admissions here since we opened.
Oh, I must be mistaken, then. Private elevator. I've spotted a couple of these. Where do they go, then?
To service areas beneath the clinic.
Service areas. What a wonderfully vague phrase. Where's the button?
Button?
To call the lift.
Access to the lower levels is only granted via express authority of Chief Medical Officer Elmore. The elevator is operated via the password encrypted panel to the right.
Oh, yes, I see. 4-digit code to get in? You tap it in here, so we can't pay a visit?
Not without his express permission. Apologies.
Now I really want to take a look.
Ah, do you know, I think you've worked out a knot in my shoulder. Been troubling me for centuries.
My pleasure, sir.
Do you fancy a drink? There's a bar in the gym. It's only supposed to offer nutritional smoothies, you know, the sort of thing. Drinks ruined by spinach. But you can occasionally cajole the drone barman into pouring you something decent.
Why not? And you can point out a few of the locals while we're at it.
I'm happy to, though they're a dull lot.
We'll see. K-9, perhaps you can go and make sure Anne is keeping her nose clean.
Affirmative, Master.
Still stressed, I see.
The diamonds were real. That helped for a minute or two.
Where are the new arrivals? Still poking around.
I've just checked the security feed. The doctor's in the gym with Kaloon. The woman is still touring the facility. And that absurd dog of theirs is wandering around.
It hasn't got any legs. Can you wander if you don't have any legs?
Don't be such a pedant! Now that we have their money, maybe we should just destroy the lot of them.
If we keep them to the main facility, I don't see a problem. In fact, they could be a dream come true.
Really? I mean, the diamonds are nice, but...
But not the money. There's always more money. Now, you heard what he said, what he called himself. He's a Time Lord. He could be just what I need.
Well, let's hope the director gives him to you.
He will. He knows how much my work's worth. Give it a few hours and that curly-haired idiot will be nothing but a collection of potentially valuable DNA strands.
What now?
We have a breakout.
Not now!
Stop fussing, Petal. I'll engage the containment protocols, and then we'll be golden.
The time destructor? These things always seem to come back and haunt me. I suppose it could have caused the wavefront. Or just a coincidence? Maybe there's nothing to worry about after all, Doctor.
You talking to yourself, Doctor? You want to be careful doing that in here. They might force a therapist on you.
Therapist? Why, they wouldn't be too cruel.
No, it's not that bad.
I mean cruel to the therapist.
Yes. Your ginger beer.
This place is certainly well equipped.
Isn't it? Mm. Treadmills with adjustable gravity to suit mixed species. Weight training facilities with cores constructed from shielded neutron stars. Oh, and a tanning booth capable of condensing a year's worth of summers into one controlled blast. I barely use most of it, to be honest. It feels far too much like hard work.
It seems popular with the other... Oh, look. Is that a Garpressi?
It's the High Vizier, no less. Huh? That's why he has the extra arms. Most of his species only carry 12. Oh, and over there... You have the prime builder of Krang.
Unless I'm mistaken, that's the corpulence of Thrupp, the treadmill. I'd heard he never left his palace.
Well, it's his daughter, actually.
Oh.
She's a tenth the size of her old man. Must be tough ruling a planet where you honor people by eating them.
Even tougher if you're the one being honored. Can you smell something?
Yeah, now you mention it. It's just sort of sweet.
I think I've probably seen all I need to see. Unless you think we can convince Dr. Elmore to... What's that smell? A bit like a candy floss stall at the...
Containment protocols initiated. Reporting for duty.
Containment protocols engaged. Everyone outside this office is frozen.
The hybrid has made it into lift shaft 4. A converge drones on the west wing. It's out. It's destroyed one of the drones and is heading past the Solarium.
Reinforcements will be there any second.
Unknown life form. Query, are you seeking the chief medical officer of this facility? That does not answer my query.
Good day. Please remain still while we shoot you.
Warning! This unit is fully equipped to defend itself. Observation? Facility drones are not interested in this unit. Maintaining observation from a distance.
Oh. It's dead.
Have the drones take it to my lab for dissection.
Wait a minute! Don't open the door until I've dispersed the gas. There you go. Air's clear. It's the director. He'll be landing any minute.
Oh, brilliant. He would arrive now. Keep him talking if you can. I'll make sure the experimental subject is safely cleared away. He'll only fret if he knows there's been a breakout.
Candy floss stole at the fairground. What am I talking about? Where have you gone? Hello? Hello, drone? Fine. Now I'm on my own, I can have a proper poke around.
Drone 49, please be so kind as to tape the creature's legs. I will support its upper body. But of course, Drone 27. I shall operate the controls, Drone 27. Most kind, Drone 49.
This unit will investigate further.
It's a sort of sweet... You'll think this ever so strange, but, you know, I've absolutely no idea what I was talking about.
Neither have I. Maybe you're after a sweet. Have a jelly, baby.
Oh, they sound positively decadent.
Don't they? Try a blackcurrant one. They're the best.
Thank you.
So tell me, does everything here seem above board to you?
Now, Doctor, you are really the president of Gallifrey, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You're not a reporter or anything?
Oh, definitely not. I simply have an inquiring mind.
Well, it pays to, yes. Got to keep your wits about you in our line of work.
Absolutely.
Someone's always out to get you.
Definitely.
Well, look, between you and I, things are a bit strange here.
Ooh. Do tell. Now, try a red one.
Oh, thank you. Well, in the time that I've been here, there have been a number of guests who've gone missing.
Really?
They say they've just gone home, of course, but none of them ever said goodbye. Just vanished in the middle of the night. You'd wake up one morning and, poof, you're down one president of Shreen.
Ooh, fascinating.
And what with the fact that the entire staff are drones, bar the deputy director and that medical fellow, it's now impossible to get a straight answer. I mean, it's infuriating.
I can imagine.
And I say that as the man that really should be running the place.
Of course.
As I should be running everywhere.
Well, so what do you think happens to them?
Well, it's hard to say. Though idle gossip will insist that there's something going on in the basement level. But access is restricted, you see, even to me, would you believe?
No.
Yes.
Intolerable.
Inconceivable. But then I'm supposed to be on holiday, so I try not to make a fuss.
I may take a look.
I told you they won't let you in. Oh, dear.
Company?
The director, by the sounds of it. He has the new spa space yacht, the 790. Just listen to that engine purr.
Well, I suppose I'd better go and introduce myself.
No, no, as much as it pains me to be within 10 feet of him, I'll do the honors.
Drone, do I look presentable?
Eminently, Deputy Director.
Director, how lovely to see you.
Right, so, 4-digit code. May I suggest, Dr. Elmore, that if you want to keep that secret, you wear gloves. Grease on the buttons, definitely. 4, 6, 8, and 9. 6 looks the shiniest, followed by 8 or 9. Well, 50-50. Probably wouldn't do it in order, so 9, 8, 4. Aren't you clever, WBC Kelso? Yes, WBC Kelso, you are terribly clever. Next. Does it matter? Probably not. Secure containment ward 9. Well, that sounds worrying. Too dark to see much. Keypad. I don't suppose I'd be so lucky as to... Oh, Dr. Elmore, never use the same password for everything.
Has the director arrived?
Indeed he has, Chief Medical Officer Elmore.
Oh, not more trouble. Someone's accessed one of the secure wards. I haven't got time for this. Probably one of the new arrivals. Snooping. I've frozen the access panels. Get back down there and take a look.
But of course, Chief Medical Officer Elmore.
Hello? There must be a light switch somewhere. That doesn't sound good.
Here he comes. Just look at that face of his, like seaweed in a monk's outfit.
Oh no, it can't be him.
Hello, Director. May I say you're looking particularly frilly today? I've brought someone to meet you.
Right, yes. Maybe this wasn't the best idea. Error? What do you mean, error? Oh, come on, come on! Let me out! No! Oh.
Director, one of the new arrivals I mentioned.
Oh, hello.
The Doctor. The face-changing interloper who ruined my father's career. I have waited a lifetime for this moment.
Oh, well, perhaps I can explain.
In the name of Zephyr, die, Doctor! Die!
Been listening to Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, The Syndicate Master Plan, The False Guardian by Guy Adams. The Doctor was played by Tom Baker, Anne Kelso, Jane Slavin, K9, John Leeson, Nigel Colloon, John Shrapnel, Box, Anna Acton, Elmore, Blake Ritson, Mac Foley, Roger May, Drones, Tracy Wiles. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor John Dorney, producer David Richardson, director Nicholas Briggs, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, Season 8, The Syndicate Master Plan, Volume 2.
This place is filled with monsters. Have you seen the doctor?
The last time I saw him, the director was giving him some form of new treatment.
Typical. Leaving us to do all the work.
Agent Jason Vane. In a life like mine, I don't have time for dreaming. My days are filled with danger, and when night comes, I gratefully accept oblivion.
Danger, Master! Danger!
I know there's danger, K-9. You're stating the obvious again. Gas.
not gas, mist.
Quickly! Don't breathe it in. Run! Run! Mr. Colwyn.
How can I be of help?
What do you know about the Syndicate?
All right, you've got my attention.
We really do want to know what you've heard about them.
And you think I'm just going to blurt that out on an open channel?
Fingers crossed.
Big Finish. We love stories.